You're listening to The Pulse.
Hello, Inarma Community Hospital. It's Kevin Larson coming at you with the latest episode of The Pulse, the podcast that keeps you in the know on all things healthcare related across Fort Stewart, Hunter Army Airfield. Today, I'm joined by Ben Ernst, our expert on the MHS Genesis patient portal, to talk to us about what you need to know to access your patient records. Mr. Ernst, thank you for joining me.
Oh, you're welcome, Kevin. Glad to be here.
So first, tell me a little bit about yourself, your healthcare background, and how did you get started working with MHS Genesis?
Well, real quick, the long story made short, 16 years, or a retired Navy commander. I was a Medical Service Corps officer. Then after that part of my career, I was in the private sector for about 8 years, running clinics in Northwest Missouri. And then I decided I wanted to be closer to the shore again. So I ended up applying for the group practice management job here at Richmond Hill Medical Home. And then jump forward, that was 2016, jump forward to June of 22, we were implementing MHS Genesis. And they needed someone to build the initial files to open up the patient portal secure messaging. And I was chosen. So I'm the grandiose patient portal champion since then.
Wow, that is interesting. I mean, you obviously have technical IT experience then to create such an electronic juggernaut.
They gave us good guidance, and there is an MS Teams group for patient portal champions that was meeting regularly because as soon as they got it up and running, questions started being asked about access, which we're going to talk about. And a lot of those questions ended up having actions taken against them so that we could fix things. And if it weren't for, you know, some of these really good patient portal champions out there who just are smarter than me, yeah, there, but for the grace of God, go I.
So what exactly is a champion? I mean, I have an understanding of it.
You know, so people have options to first get access to the patient portal. To get on the patient portal, you have to have a defense system logon. And to get that, a lot of us that are either federal employees or we are active duty, we already have access to the defense system logon via our CAC. CAC card, retiree dependents and dependents of active duty do not. So initially there was a remote logon permission you had to get. It was not working. So they worked with the defense manpower system and they center, and they eventually opened it up so if you had an active card, a card, not a CAC card, but if you had a retiree card, you could verify by email. And that is the actual easiest way to verify your account and be able to have access. And so that's how you get onto the system.
Gotcha. And so for those unfamiliar, what is MHS Genesis exactly, and what does it offer patients at Winard Community
MHS
Hospital?
MHS Genesis is the Military Health System's electronic medical record. Prior here at Winn, and then there it was phased in across the world. It was Alta CHCS was the electronic medical system, the system that still exists, but it's been grandfathered. And so all that information of your patient record was transferred over to MHS Genesis in one big file batch. And with that being said, prior to MHS Genesis patient portal, we had what was called TRICARE Online. And TRICARE Online had an app, and you accessed your patient portal via the app. That app does not exist anymore. In fact, for TRICARE Online, to go back to your old record and search it, you have to have a DS logon. So no matter what, which one you want to get on, you have to have a DS logon. And TRICARE Online is going to be shut down in October. I want to make sure we covered that. People can still, once they have a DS logon, they'll go to a page of DS logon pages access. In internet, you can choose between different pages, depending on your status. You know, if you're active duty or you're a veteran, there's different places you can go. But as a dependent, there's only certain places you can go. And TRICARE Online is one. MHS Genesis Patient Portal is another. But you would, if you wish, if you desire to have your record, have an electronic copy before October, you'll want to log on to TRICARE Online and then just follow the directions on there on accessing a record. You put dates in, go back as far as you want, and then they will batch that. Run it, and they'll notify you when it's available. You have to go back online to see if it's available. But usually it takes about 24 hours for it to run. And then you can download that file. And a lot of veterans want that. If they're submitting anything for a VA claim, they can go and search that document for any information they would want to add. Sometimes if you're applying for the military service or another job, you may have to prove fitness, and you can access that. And you can always get that information also via the outpatient medical records department and the inpatient records department. You could always go to the hospital, fill out a form, and they can get that printed and given to you.
That's interesting. Out of personal curiosity, because I have a military medical record out there as a family member, how far back do the records go for that kind of a request?
Well, all to CHS, you know, you and I probably go way back when we're doing everything on paper. And so once we went to all to CHS, a lot of those records were all scanned. And if you want a copy of your paper record and you're retired or you're dependent, either you already have them, you already have a copy, you were smart, you had one made before you retired, or when you were traveling, PCS, and you always had a copy with you, we don't do that anymore. You know, it's all electronic. But if you had to get that, you'd have to write the records department in St. Louis for a copy of those records that were on paper. If they're electronic, though, our medical records department would be able to access, and they'd be able to tell you how far back they can go.
Interesting. So with MHS Genesis, what is the process for someone to access that, to get to their medical records electronically?
So first off, who's eligible for an account? If you go to the logon page for MHS Genesis, you will see that there is a tab on there for need support. If you go to need support, it's going to open up a DS logon frequently asked questions. It's a very good document for anybody having problems before they would reach out to anybody else for answers. Those who are eligible, and you'll find this interesting, I think, is you must be 18 years or older and be affiliated with either the DOD or the VA, enlisted in DEERS as a service member, veteran, dependent. And the dependent is a spouse, ex-spouse, surviving spouse, and or a adult child receiving DOD benefits. And then DOD civilians or contractors could also get an account too, because you might have as a civilian employee, you may have been seen in one of our clinics, and you would have access to your record. Then they have to verify your identity. And again, as I had said, there's different ways, but email registration is the easiest method. And when you go to the logon page, you can go to create a new account. It's going to ask you for your username and your password, or it's going to ask for certain information like your DOD ID number or your Social Security number to try and verify who you are. And then it's going to go and double verify that. And it'll ask a few other questions, and then you're going to get an email sent to you. That's the biggest thing, is that your email is correct. And it asks if this is correct. If it's not, it'll give you a chance to fix that, because sometimes people move. I mean, gosh, I still use an Earthlink account. That really dates me. But You know, you might have a Yahoo account, you might have a Gmail account, and that's where that initial logon authentication is going to go to. And when you get to that, you will have to then verify a few more things, but it walks you right through it. And I'm kind of simplifying this, but it is, if you just follow the steps that the email gives you, and then it'll open up a page, and you be prepared. You know, like a lot of online sites, you'll have to come up with some, they offer some questions for you to verify who you are the next time you log on. If you miss, you know, don't enter your password, you forget your password. Your password has to be reset every 60 days. Now, a lot of us that have the cap card, we don't even think about that. But a lot of times you'll get a notification by email saying your password's about to expire. If that happens, you want to reset it. And it's real important that you do that. And I always tell people, do it before the 60 days, because if you get locked out, you're locked out for 30 days and there's nothing you can do to get back in. So that's real important.
Yeah, you don't want to be locked out. Go ahead.
When you're getting a new ID card, if you don't have a DS logon yet, let's say you had a kid in college and they turned 18. Well, now they can get a DS logon account. You cannot have an account unless you're 18 or older. And you might be going in there as a parent to update their ID card, right? If you're doing only when you're renewing or getting a new ID card, can you ask them at the ID center to the card center to create a DS logon for you? You can't walk in there with a current card and ask them. But more to follow on that. So military dependents, is usually retiree dependents. They have a card, so it's easy to do this email. And I already talked about the in-person proofing at the Rapids office. There's also another option, but I don't even think we should go there because the cart usually is the way to go. And that is on that frequently asked questions if you really wanted to dig into the other options. Those were the original options. And that did not make things nice. It just didn't. The other thing you want to know about is you can upload, manage relationships. And so the sponsor can see their information and any spouse or dependent information. I'll give you an example. A wife is an active duty service member who is the sponsor. Husband is dependent along with a couple's three children. Depending on the partner application a user accesses, the wife or sponsor can view the husband's full records along with the children's. But the wife or the husband wouldn't be able to unless she grants permission. And that's under managed relationships. Again, it's right there under when you log on, you'll see managed relationships and you go in there. Now, for dual sponsors, in order to view dependents, the sponsor who is receiving the benefits must go to manage relationships, give permission to the spouse, and create a DSL username password account for the spouse because they won't be in the system. And if, let's say it's Jane Smith, and it's Jane B. Smith, that her middle initial is B, well, there might be 3,000 Jane B. Smiths. They're gonna add a number on, and a lot of people that are used to these usernames know a lot of them don't have their name. It may be their name, but there's a number at the end because they're the 12th of those. That makes sense.
That does.
And so currently, the spouse must log into the DSL using the username or password, not their CAC, to see other dependents, that is, children's information. So if you use your CAC, you won't be able to see your children's stuff, but if you use your username and your password, you will.
That is.
So there's some really unique rules in using this Genesis account. let me talk. And so while we're doing that too, let me talk about kids.
Yeah.
Being able to see your kids. So once you have that relationship managed and you're trying to look at your kid's account, you can view, and this was just signed back in October of last year by General Crossland. It is parental access to PHI of unemancipated minors. So in general, it says when a parent or guardian or other person acting in loco parentis, that is an adult with authority to act in place of the parents, has authority to act on behalf of an unemancipated minor in making decisions related to health care, they are considered the personal representative for a receipt of the minor's PHI. For those who don't know what PHI is, protected health care. In those instances, for example, mental health care, pregnancy, and care for sexually transmitted diseases, where a minor is recognized as being able to provide informed consent for their own care, typically when they become adolescents. Here in Georgia, that's over age 12. State and federal law under HIPAA protects their privacy interests. Is that clear?
Yes.
Now, aged parents can still access that information, but because of the law, they'll have to go to outpatient medical records, fill out a form, and they can get a copy of that information, and that's out of the hospital. There's a couple others, and one I want to touch on is, let's say you have a disabled adult child. You know, the child's disabled, they're over 18, but you're still taking care of them. You need what's called a surrogate account. And if you need a surrogate account, if you talk to Rapids, they will tell you what form you need to fill out for that. It's DD Form 3005, Application for Surrogate Association for DOD Self-Service, that is DS Logon. And you bring those forms in. They have to have signatures by a JAG legal representative or service project officer. And so at first that wasn't in place, and you can imagine what that did, what kind of problems that created, you know, for people that had those situations. I mean, I run the clinic over here at Richmond Hill, and we had several of those people. And so shortly after getting all set up, that was brought to the attention on this patient portal champion, MS Teams, and it quickly got attention and got fixed.
Wow, that is a lot of information to digest.
We probably could have done a whole podcast just on accessing the system.
Absolutely.
I know you have other questions you want to ask me.
Yeah, but that is important information to share, because I mean, if you are the sponsor and you want your spouse to see your children, you have to grant that access. And if you're a dual military, whoever is getting the benefits, like you said, needs to grant access to the other military member, because they're essentially just a spouse at that point. And then the differences between, you know, the privacy protected health information, and then also adult children that require adult parental care, you know, those are valuable things to know. And you did mention, you touched on it with the security aspect, the dual factor authentication. I certainly would not want to be locked out of my account for 30 months. So even though you have the CAC, you need to remember to update your password, to make sure that you remember your password, or to remember the answers to your challenge questions. So are there other ways MHS Genesis protects patient privacy and medical information?
Well, I think, yeah. I mean, because it's a secure portal, if you have a banking secure portal, if you have another healthcare provider, they may have a portal. They're protected. They have to be protected for HIPAA and PHI, health information, personal health information. So Genesis does the same thing. You know, Genesis, the electronic medical record, is an Oracle. Used to be Cerner, now it's Oracle. It's an Oracle product, which is used probably in about 20% of healthcare entities out there in the private sector. And it's also the same system that the VA is trying to adopt, is in the process of adopting.
So does that mean eventually the VA and the DOD systems could talk to each other? Because I've heard stories, or I've read in the news media before, that medical records, especially in the civilian world, there's difficulty sometimes transferring information. Like, you move because of a job, you had your doctor that you had in your town, you go to another city, you find a new doctor, and you didn't think to bring your records with. So will eventually all systems talk to each other and medical information will be everywhere?
Well, that's the eventual end goal. And of course, the DOD and the VA obviously are very familiar with that problem, as they've, as you transition out, you retire, or you're just a veteran and you didn't do a full retirement. You know, you need access to those records when you start being seen by the VA, and the VA providers need that, you know, to know your history. And so you can imagine how hard that was when we were back on paper and had two different systems. Even when we were electronic, they came up with a way to do that, the joint legacy viewer, but those documents are very hard to search. And so, yes, that's the end goal, is you'll be able to just see that. It'll be seamless.
Fantastic. I look forward to that day when medical records seamlessly transition across medical enterprises. And let's pause here for a short break, and after we come back, we'll talk about the benefits MHS Genesis has for our beneficiaries.
Hey parents, this summer, Wynn Army Community Hospital Pediatrics Richmond Hill Medical Home and Tuttle Army Health Clinic have got you covered with special schedules for Georgia school screenings. These are by appointment only and are nurse-only visits. If your child needs a physical, give us a call at 912-435-6633. Stay updated with the latest dates and times on our social media. Let's get your kids ready for the school year. Book your appointment today and make sure all the forms are filled out.
And we're back. So I'm joined by Mr. Ben Ernst. He is our MHS Genesis patient portal champion. He also runs the Richmond Hill Medical Home, one of our outlying clinics for Wynn Army Community Hospital. And we've been talking about MHS Genesis, the levels of access, the ways you can share information inside the system between parents of children, sponsors, spouses, that kind of thing. So what are the benefits of using MHS Genesis for our patients here at Wynn?
Well, I think it's twofold. It's being able to communicate with your provider in a timely manner, and it's also being able to access information about your health in a timely manner. Speaking of which, clinical notes will have a 36-hour delay from signature by the provider. The provider's got, we aim for 24-hour turnaround on those notes. That's why the 36-hour delay. So it might be a little shorter, it might be just a little longer, but right around the 36 hours when the system will flip it. I've already talked about patient privacy and adolescence. But lab results, clinical notes, like I said, 36 hours, lab results are displayed, and lab is usually when it's in, you know, when the lab results are back, it's immediate in the system. COVID is immediately. There's no delay there if you were being tested for COVID. Radiology and pathology reports is 96 hours, and you can understand, you run the radiology exam, got to wait for it to be read, and those notes got to go to the primary care provider, and they need to be tied to the episode that got you referred. Visit summaries, again, are immediate. And that's different than your clinical notes. Summaries just going to say you were seen for this, at this time, or this. You can also see what medications you're on. So when you're logging on, you know, one thing I'm going to point out, of all the DS logons, I believe MHS Genesis is the only one that makes you log on twice. And it's just, I don't know if it's a fluke or what, but it will bring you to the logon page twice. Once you get through the logon, once you do your password and your username and password, it will have you verify your contact information. And you can edit that. Like if your email changed, you can change that. If your cell number changed, you can change that. And then once you get through, again, once you get through it twice, which I'm trying to log on to mine right now so I can follow this. Once you log on twice, I always tell people, when you get to the teal page, you know you're gold. Because that's the page prior to it opening up. And I'm on the teal page, and I have to accept the policy. And then it goes to the portal, and it's going to open it up. I just will walk you through here. On the home page, you can see off to the left is going to be, it allows you to send a message. You can also see your latest results of when you're in last, of any lab results that were done. But further in, when you go to health record, on the left, you're going to see medications, immunizations, current allergies, health issues, COVID results, results and measurements, clinical notes and documents, procedures, visit summaries, clinical reports, and then there's what's called a health library and a patient education that you can get information on your condition or whatever you wanted to look for and do a search. But under medications, you'll be able to renew anything that is current on there. And when you renew, that's going to send it to your provider, who's then going to determine whether they can just automatically renew it virtually or they need to have you come in face-to-face. And there's certain medications they want to see you every time you renew that 30 or 60 or 90-day fill. Controlled substances, some behavioral health medicines, other medicines that have to be controlled tightly. And so you can use that. You can also refill. And Wynn has opened up a couple of sites under Wynn Pharmacy where when you go to the portal and you say, I need a refill, that means you still have refills, not a renewal, but you still have refills. And I need to just get my pills ordered. Instead of standing in line, I can go. Yes, you're going to stand in line, but it's not like get to the window, eat what you need, then you got to go sit down for an hour. You can actually have it already filled for you at the window, ready to go. And they'll see in the system that you use this. That's on the far right, prescription refills. You can also write your provider. And when you go to messaging and you say, you want to write your provider, you go to send a message, and you open that up in the two line, and just type the first two letters of your provider's name. Now, this will access all providers that have an account in the system. And that's part of my job is when we get new providers in, primary care providers, I add them in here so that you can write your PCM, your primary care manager. And if you don't see that here, try either typing in Wynn or Fort Stewart because of the nomenclature. Sometimes that's how they'll pop up. And then you may have to go through several to find your provider. And then you can just write them. And that's going to go to a pool. And in primary care, the pool are managed by the triage nurses and the LPNs to take action with their provider, with the help of their provider. Obviously, the provider's making the medical decisions there. So whether an appointment needs to be made or whatnot, a lot of times, you know, and especially since COVID, we've moved to managing about anywhere from 10 to 20 to 25% of our appointments virtually. And that's either asynchronously, you know, by sending a message back to you saying your refill is done, it's ready for pickup, or your renewal is ready, or answering a medical question that they need answered. Or it might be, you know what, I need to talk to them on the phone. So they pick up the phone. That's what we would call synchronously in time. or we actually have now what's called Video Connect. And we're starting to spread that across the primary care footprints so that we can do virtual video with the patient. And so that's messaging. You can see, you can also see what you sent, or you can send it to the trash. Appointments, I want to make sure we touch on this, because appointments is a tricky thing with the DHA right now. That is not turned on for Wynn Army Community Hospital clinics right now, so you still have to call the call center and make an appointment. That has to do with the way it was set up initially. You have to have a relationship with the provider, and if you're brand new PCSing in here, you won't have that until you have that first visit. Then, when you would go to appointments, their name would pop up at the top. Now, before that, you had to type the name in. Let's say you had Dr. Smith, John Smith. Well, how many John Smiths are out there? And you might find a John Smith, but guess what? They're in Hawaii. And now you made an appointment in Hawaii, or Hawaii made an appointment with us. And unless the nurse catches that the day before or the day of and calls the patient, and that was happening when they first turned it on. So a lot of MTFs turned it off. A few have turned it on and have what's called closed booking, but we have not turned that on yet. And that's probably a third of the tickets I get, is that a patient cannot find their patient, their provider in trying to make an appointment. That's because we have not turned it on. And so I'd like the listeners to really know that. Now, when is that going to get fixed? You know, I mentioned October being the time that they're going to turn TRICARE Online off. That's also a date that's kicked around, that that some of these bugs that make it easier to find your PCM are going to be fixed. And we're kind of waiting till the steering committee here, and we have a new commander. We want to bring that issue to her to determine whether she, the command, is ready to turn that on. So, and that steering committee takes a lot of these issues on. You got to remember, this is a system, not just ours. It's across DOD. So if you had the power to make a change, and you made a change, and now you move somewhere else, and you were used to doing it one way here, and now you're in another place, but they didn't implement that change, you can imagine the hate and discontent that would make for a patient, you know? And so, so a lot of those issues that we decide, we recommend a change here, we have to send up the change so that it would be done across the platform. That makes sense?
That makes absolute sense. And yeah, I mean, until you put...
Clipboards are in transition right now. That's the next tab over. And that would be something like, I've got a 12-month checkup for my baby, and I have to fill out some paperwork in advance. So it's just like a nurse handing a clipboard. Please fill this form out. And like right now, the ones I see available, well visit for children under 2, well visit for children 2 to 6, alcohol use screener, low back pain questionnaire, PHAQ, which is a health questionnaire, and your DOD health history. You can fill all those out in advance, and your nurse may not ask for them, but if you've got them filled out, you can say, you know what, I filled that out online. When they go to open the appointment, they're going to see that paperwork there already. So that's going to, we think that's going to be expanded. Again, it's got to be the same across the DOD. And then finally, you know, medication. I already talked about, they'll be able to renew and refill. So that's the portal in a snapshot.
So yeah, it's an absolutely valuable resource. And like you said, right now, patients still need to call the appointment line to make their appointments, but they can keep track of their healthcare with MHS Genesis and somewhere
yeah,
in the near future.
Like I said, under health records, if you go to results and measurements, there are two tabs. Vital signs. So that just, you know, you went in, they took your blood pressure, they took your breathing, your temperature, all that's in there for every visit you had. and you can download a database. And but when people, a lot of times I'll get a ticket that I can't see my lab results. Well, that's because the next tab over is lab results. And you got to click on that tab to see your lab results. And again, you can put in dates. You can put in dates. But remember, there's a turnaround time on lab too. So don't expect to draw your blood and the next day pull this up and see your lab results. You got to wait that period of time. And right now, you know, a lot of our labs are being sent up to Eisenhower. And as soon as that contract's back in place, that'll speed up those results again.
Right.
But you can put in, again, you can put in a date, time, and say, you know what, I need to know all my lab results for this specialist I'm seeing out in town. You can do it on here, and you can print them. It allows you to print all that. You can do the same for visit summaries, clinical notes and receipts and documents. And let's say you had a radiology procedure and your radiology results are in there and your specialist. You know, we have some patients that have cancer and they're seeing a cancer doc. They had something done out of Wynn. It's in there. They can go pull it down, print it.
Perfect. Yeah. So with the lab, like you mentioned earlier before the break, 96 hours for that turn, and now possibly a little longer with the movement of chemistry labs up to Eisenhower. So it's an easy system, it sounds like, but there might be potential complications. What if a patient encounters difficulties using MHS Genesis? What resources are available to help a patient navigate it?
So there's, like I said, there's the DS Logon Frequently Asked Questions. And then at the very bottom of that form, there are a couple of there are several numbers that you can call. There is the DMDC, that's the Defense Manpower Data Center, Customer Contact Center number. That's a 1-800 number. And there's also the Rapid Site Locator. So if you need to make an appointment with the ID office, you can do that. They can also, if they call the customer contact center, you can tell them you want to put a ticket in. And they will put a ticket in. If it's something that I can address, that ticket will eventually come to me. And it's real important the patient give contact information to the data center. Because a lot of times they're really bad about putting names in. And remember I told you about these multiple names? I'll get a ticket saying, Jane Smith needs help on this. And then I go, well, which James Smith is it? You know, because I have to go look up their contact information in Genesis. And so if I don't have their DOD ID number, I can't find them.
Yeah. That is, yeah, you have to keep your information current in the system. You have to enter your DOD ID accurately. And
it's important that you keep your DIRS information. Because all this ties back to your tears.
Exactly.
And so, a lot of that gets, I won't say messed up, but it can be changed because of family changes, divorces, births, marriages, things like that.
And there is a process to do that. I believe Milk Connect is the way you can go and update tears, right? So, correct. Is there anything else you'd like to share about MHS Genesis here and where our beneficiaries can go to learn more about it?
Yeah. Again, they could go to those frequently asked questions and they can learn there. What I don't like is that they don't have a page that describes a patient portal real well. But they can feel free to reach out to us. They can reach out to me as the patient portal champion. They can get I'll give them my number. It's 912-435-6309. Because eventually, if they have a question, eventually it's going to come to me anyway.
So there you have it. If you need to reach out with MHS Genesis assistance, Mr. Ernst gave us his phone number as the
patient portal assistance.
He is the champion of the patient portal and he's ready to assist. Well, I think that's about it for this episode of The Pulse. Mr. Ernst, thank you for joining.
Thank you.
All right. And to our listeners out there, thank you for listening and tune in for a new episode soon. And remember, when you're logging into MHS Genesis, teal is golden. This is Kevin signing off, and I'll catch you on the flip side.